Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Wayne Eddy Affair on your radio station. This is the 195.1 FM. And, of course, for over 50 years, 1080 AM from downtown Northfield, Minnesota, which is going to be a hot spot a week from tomorrow as our annual winter walk gets underway. And a lot of retailers will be offering all kinds of good deals. And I have one of those in studio right now, a brand new retailer in downtown Northfield. And a young lady, a young woman, I should say, that I knew as a young lady. And I want to say welcome to the Queen Elizabeth. This is Elizabeth Spaulding. Hi, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Wayne.
You can bring that closer if you'd like. All right.
Is that better?
Like that music?
Yeah, it's good stuff.
All right, Elizabeth Spaulding is in studio. I've known Elizabeth since her mom and dad and the family moved to Northfield, and Jim and Joan, and had the James Gang house, and then they built the Hideaway, then they sold the James Day thing, and then ran the Hideaway. Yep. And got into the business of tarring driveways.
Yep.
I remember that. You were part of that.
I was part of that. We like to dabble, you know. I mean, why just stick with one project when you can put on so many more?
I remember you being out at the house, and mm-hmm. I think Sarah, and helping Dad to take care of my driveway.
Yep.
And it lasted another couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I had it redone. A brand new one.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, you've been so busy since I seen you last, but I spent a lot of time with you. What summer was that?
I was the ambassador in 2011, 2012, I believe.
Okay, well, right in there.
Yeah.
And you were the last one that they called queens and princesses.
Yep.
And so you were Queen Elizabeth.
I was Queen Elizabeth, the last Queen Elizabeth.
Yep. Right.
My year was the transition year.
I remember you saying that in the back of my convertible.
Mm-hmm.
I think about one of the last parades that you were in, about this is my last time to be the Queen Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
And do you recall who the other ladies were?
Yep, so Mandy Malika and Vanessa Anderson were my princesses.
Okay. I see Vanessa occasionally,
mm-hmm.
and she's doing well.
Yep.
And working and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know exactly what she's doing, but it's nice to see that the ambassadors are out and about teaching and studying and working. But here you come back to Northfield after an extensive trip out of town, let's say. We'll talk about that. But first of all, let's identify what you got going for yourself. Our guest this morning is Elizabeth Spaulding. How do you say, Solstice. Okay, what's that all about? I saw that sign, and I'm going, Soul Solstice.
So my store is Minnesota Solstice, and we kind of came to the name just by happenstance. We were brainstorming a lot of different ideas, and my boyfriend Darian actually said, well, what about Solstice? And we thought about it. I'm like, well, Solstice, but spelling it like S-O-U-L, like with your soul. Because there's a lot of heart and soul into starting up a business, and Northfield, especially the downtown, is such a great place with a great community that we felt like another retail store downtown would be just what it needed and put in the Minnesota, because we do have some Minnesota products, but also you have the Minnesota nice, and we want when you walk into the store to feel that Minnesota nice, that warmth, that welcome. So Minnesota Solstice was born.
Okay, so it's S-O-U-L, S-O-U-L.
S-T-I-C-E.
Okay,
yep.
Solstice, all right.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost hard to say.
Solstice.
Well, anyhow, you are an apparel store,
mm-hmm.
and for women, I understand.
For men, women, and little ones.
Really?
We actually have, a lot of different variety there.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, I heard Jeff and Terry wondering where your location was. They know where it is,
mm-hmm.
but they couldn't. Jeff says, is it in the old Perman's building?
It is the men's section of the old Perman's building where the spiral staircase used to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know exactly where you're talking, and I remember going in, and the ambassadors for the Chamber of Commerce went in and helped Orv Perman, the late Orv Perman, celebrate 50 years in Northfield. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, that's quite a deal. Mm-hmm. And then here, KYMN Radio celebrated 50 years in Northfield last September. So
now so I guess I got to celebrate 50 years come, you know, yeah, come a couple years down the road.
Well, yeah, it'd be a while. You'd still be a young woman. So why don't we, you know, give a plug for your store. And now, don't get confused. It's not Lucy Schweitzer's, I think her last name, Lucy.
It's not hers. Hers was Anna's Closet, which is now the Games and Geek.
Anna's Closet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anna's Closet.
Yeah.
Mine was where Tag 2 and Spare Room used to be. And Spare Room is still there. They just moved downstairs. And it is kind of across the street from the Cupcake Place next to the Book and Yarn store.
Okay, just down the street.
Just down the street.
Okay, now you mentioned you had both men's, women's, and children's items. So it's an eclectic collection, or is it the fashion of the day, or is it your own taste?
It's kind of my own taste. I didn't really have much experience. I had no experience with the retail world before taking on this endeavor. But I always thought I had a good eye for picking and choosing particular pieces. And when this idea came up of maybe starting my own store, it was a really quick process, actually, between when I got the idea and when I signed my lease was about a week. And then from when I signed the lease to actually getting the store all set up was about 3.5 months.
Oh, easy. Yeah.
So I have a really good family that definitely helped put in a lot of hours there to paint and build everything. But the style there is something I like to think it's a little something for everyone. We do a couple smaller sizes, a couple like more your missus sizes, and with the men we have some Lal Tong ones, and for the little ones we go up to 4T. So from newborn to 4T.
Okay, and 4T stands for toddler?
Toddler, yep.
Okay. One of the things you have to do is you have to, first of all, buy. And I'll never forget the dollhouse. I don't think you were here before that. I know you weren't. But anyhow, they would have been right by you in that building that has the brick curve entrance.
Okay.
Where
the New Mexican restaurant is.
Pardon me?
Where the New Mexican restaurant is.
No, right here on Division.
Yep, there's a New Mexican restaurant there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, anyhow, it used to be called the Dollhouse, and Fred and Lee Doll owned that. And then Lee passed away, and then their sons, Rick and Jeff, worked in there. Mm-hmm. And Lee was a buyer, and that store changed into 27 stores in 3 states.
Wow.
And she was the buyer.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what the click is in the industry, mm-hmm. is the buyer's got to be ahead of everybody and know what to buy, mm-hmm. because you don't want to get stuck with inventory.
Yep.
So that's a whole career by itself. People go to school and go to college and prepare themselves and learn how to bargain and trend and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know you've been out backpacking since you graduated from college, college.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden you open a clothing store with men's, women's, and toddlers.
Mm-hmm.
That just kind of startles me because that's a leap.
Yeah, it was a big change. Like you said, I've backpacked pretty much one big trip a year since I've graduated. So I've been to Italy for 4 months. I went to New Zealand and Australia for 5 months, backpacked Europe for 2 months, and was in Thailand for about a month and a half.
And I want to have you back. I know you have to open the store at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to have you back and talk all about that, and but also start with the beginning of your life. I've done this. I don't know if I've talked to your mom on my show.
You've talked to Dad.
But I have talked to Jim. And he always has that favorite deal about you played with, you know what I'm, you don't, okay. Anyhow, I am just amazed that you have done this on a whim, or do you have some at all some experience? I mean, if you've been traveling all over the world, I'm sure you saw different styles, but things mm-hmm. changed. So help me out on how you took the guts to
all
do
right.
this.
So the true story behind this endeavor is I've always, like I said, like I've always kind of been more of like the travel, and I'll come back and I'll work really hard to save up for my next endeavor. And I'd come back from Thailand and everybody just loved the different clothes I had on, and they're like, oh, where can I get that? And I'm like, oh, I picked it up in Thailand. And when Lucy's Honest Closet was going out, my mom kind of approached me and was like, you know, Lucy's kind of trying to sell it as a bundle deal. Have you ever thought about maybe picking up that store? And I'm like, oh, I have no experience in retail, and I don't know where to begin. I don't think so. And then when the Tag 2 spare room spot became available, it's kind of like, well, what about your own star, where you can bring in your own artwork and your own design? And so I kind of thought about it, and the more I thought about it, the more I'm like, you know, this could be it. And on a side kind of religious note, I grew up Catholic, and I've always kind of had that feeling like, oh, like there's something more I'm missing. And when this idea came, I was kind of like, as my mom would say, like, oh, just give it up to God. So I'm like, all right, I'm like, this is a big thing. I have no experience in this, but I think I could be really good at it, and I think it would be wonderful for Northfield to get another new store downtown and keep the walking traffic down here for such a great walkable city that it is. And I just kind of got a good feeling, like, you know what, like everything kept falling into place, and so I went for it. And Lucy was wonderful in taking me under her wing and kind of explaining the lingo of, like you said, the buying and the negotiation and even just how to place an order. And everybody here has been amazing. I've talked to Corinne on multiple occasions down at Rare Pair, being like, okay, like, well, what do I do here? And I mean, everybody's been so helpful and so kind in helping me create this, and it's been great. So I think I'm really blessed that I came in the time I did with the holidays coming, and everybody's been very pleased with our price point and the selection that we have, and you know that we do have some guy stuff and some baby stuff, because there isn't much in town for that.
Now, when you say guy stuff, could I go in there and find something I'd want to wear?
Oh, yeah.
Or
oh,
am
yeah.
I you'd more to the younger generation?
I think we have a nice mix. I mean, okay. We have really nice, you know, jeans and some dressier okay. pants and button-ups and nicer sweaters and really, really nice wool cashmere coats. They're, like, my favorite thing in the guy section. But then again, we also have your kind of looser-fit jeans, your bamboo. It's, like, a fair trade company out of India, this bamboo, and we have it in men's and women's. And it's a great product. It comes in quarter zip, long sleeve, short sleeve. It's a breathable material, moisture wicking.
It's recyclable. Mm-hmm. I mean, the actual product grows quickly. And
yeah.
You can replace it instead of cutting down a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And it's maybe a little more expensive, but it lasts longer.
It does.
Am I got it right?
Yep, okay. And it's a fair trade, so it's providing the correct kind of jobs and securities for the shops in India, where they're getting the right kind of pay, the right kind of support. We also have a fair trade jewelry company as well, and that one is kind of the same thing. It's helping women empower them and allows them to create these really unique pieces of jewelry, which I just love.
What about lighting in your store? Do you have track lighting, or because that's an important mm-hmm. part of an entrance and a welcoming to a store, is to be able to see product. Sometimes people like it soft and muted. Some mm-hmm. people like go bang, you're in the store. Yeah. What type of atmosphere?
We kind of went for more of a homey atmosphere. I like to say when you walk in, I want you to feel like, you know, you're coming into my home, my closet. And I'm like, let me show you, Wayne, what I have for you today, and can pull together an outfit for you. If you're like, Elizabeth, I'm just so stressed, I don't know what to wear to this wedding, I'm like, okay, here we go. And help make it the easiest, smoothest transition and into different outfits and different styles. And the lighting is going to be more of a warmer lighting. We do have some track lights. And obviously for the season, we have to have Christmas lights. So we have a lot of good decor there. So
Great. Our guest this morning on Kim Radio is one of the newest retailers in town, and Elizabeth Spalding is her name, and you may know her parents and her sisters and her brothers. Mm-hmm. How's Steve doing?
Steven's doing well. He's at Loyola. He's going to be a doctor. So
good for him. Mm-hmm. He's the one that appeared in that Christmas movie, right?
Michael.
That was
my older brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he went. Did he go to Winona?
Michael went to Morris.
Okay.
And then he moved out to L.A. to pursue some acting, and he's been in the Love Always Santa. He appeared in that and helped behind the scenes. And also worked on the other movie, The Nanny, that was filmed around this area and in Nurstrand.
Well, I met you guys down in, can't remember where we were with the float or the convertible, and maybe it was Red Wing, and your brothers were there to see your sister Sarah go through, and your mom and dad, and then one of them was, I thought, going off to Winona or maybe Luther or something.
Oh, they could be doing a college visit at the time, but no. So Stephen goes to Loyola. Sarah graduated from St. Ben's, Michael went up to Morris.
Maybe they were checking out colleges.
Probably.
Okay. Speaking about checking out, have you ever checked out the quarterback club in Northfield?
Oh, yeah, I love the quarterback club. I love their breakfast.
Yeah,
yeah.
Me too. And they, of course, are a sponsor of the Wayne Eddy Affair, and I appreciate that. And I always ask my guests, what do you like best about the quarterback club? And you just knew it right away.
Breakfast.
As a matter of fact, they're serving breakfast for the next 40 minutes till 10 o'clock every morning, Monday through Friday, through Saturday. And they open at 6. On Saturdays, they open at 7. But the point of it is you can get any kind of breakfast, coffee and donuts, or you can go in there and get bacon and eggs and hash browns and waffles and pancakes and cereal, hot or cold, everything. And, of course, they're best known for their roasted chicken. So you busy tonight? Why don't you stop and get a bucket of delicious QB Quarterback Club, delicious white or dark meat or both. I like the dark meat myself. I'm going to just do a little thing here. It's called bumper music.
Rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. Put your bad rags on. Join me, hot.
Does that sound familiar to you at all?
Oh, yeah. I love the classics.
Yeah, this is Bill Haley in the comics. And it's called Rock Around the Clock. 1955, it was the number one tune. I remember doing the chicken to this. Music brings back so many memories. But you graduated in 2004?
2010.
I don't have the top 10 2010 songs. And if I did, I would be worried they would not be radio edited. And therefore, I would play a song where maybe it's a little bit risque. Mm-hmm. And you're a woman that grew up in the social media era. I mean,
more so than you, but
well, of course, but I mean, how long have you had a smartphone, for example?
Well, I was late to the smartphone funness. I really enjoyed my flip phone, but we didn't get cell phones until we were in 8th or 9th grade. Just because my parents were like, well, you don't really need them. There was phones in the school that you could use to get picked up, or you know, the home phone. And then when it went to the flip phones, I really enjoyed my flip phone because when the smartphones came out, I was like, oh, you have to get this. It has internet. And I'm like, well, my iPod has internet. And so it took a while, but I did switch over. And my little siblings always make fun of me because I was like, you don't have a Twitter? You don't have an Instagram? Come on. I'm like, I don't know what all those are for. Like, I have a Facebook. Isn't that enough?
Well, that's a lead up to my next question is that a lot of people have websites, and I know here at KYMN Radio, we have a website, and people can stream and listen to us anywhere in the world with their smartphone or computer, and they also can download if they want or just listen to, like, for example, our conversation here this morning will be on the website probably tomorrow. And so if Mom and Dad, Jim and Joan, aren't listening, they can download it and listen at their convenience or whatever.
Super handy.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's really handy.
So that's the reason I brought that up. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, in regards to your store, mm-hmm. do you have other things besides jewelry pieces, men's, toddlers, and women's clothes and jackets? Do you have shoes of any sort?
I don't have shoes. I think the Ripper does such a great job with shoes that I wasn't going to touch that territory, and I just don't have the storage space for it. But we do have different things. So like I said, we have baby clothes as well. So we have newborns, so we have baby mats, swaddle blankets, wubba-nubs, which are like nookies with stuffed animals. We have man wash, man lotion, man shave for quick, easy presents for guys, and lavatory mists, which would have funny sayings on them, and some wine and beer carriers. And so we have a couple of the gifty items as well as the jewelry and the clothing items.
Now, I remember when I was able to, let's say, start at Bierman's Furniture mm-hmm. and go in there and pick out something for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And this would be on the 24th. Mm-hmm. And then I would walk down the street down to basically Perman's mm-hmm. in the dollhouse mm-hmm. and buy things. And then I would cross the street and go south on the east side of Division mm-hmm. and stop at the gift stores all the way up there, up mm-hmm. to about 5th Street, and buy stuff. They were all my clients. Mm-hmm. And you got to get Christmas presents. And they would wrap them for me. Mm-hmm. So I would make the trip north on Division, cross over, go south on Division, then go over and go north on Division, picking up the gift-wrapped gifts, and then cross over.
Imagine you with like a Santa Claus bag, like just going and putting all the wrapped presents in your bag.
Right, and on the Christmas Eve morning, or maybe even the 23rd, it'd be a light snow, and there'd be snow on the ground, and it was just like, I get goosebumps just thinking about it. It was so much fun. I knew everybody there. I charged everything, and they gift-wrapped it for me, and everything was just wonderful. And then I'd go in after the holiday and pay my bill. Mm-hmm. And, imagine doing that at Mall of America.
Yeah, it's definitely a different atmosphere down here in Northfield than up at the mall.
So do you have any holiday plans, specials, Black Friday, Crazy Monday, or whatever? What is it, Digit Monday?
Cyber Monday. Well, we didn't do anything for Cyber Monday because I'm still building the website. So if anybody listening knows how to build a website and wants to help, I'm all ears because I'm trying to do that myself. But we did do a drawing for Small Business Saturday. And we posted that on our Facebook, the winner, and we are going to do something like that for Winter Walk as well, for a gift card for $25.
Okay. Now, so I'm thinking to myself, you're trying to build your own website, and you need a webmaster, and there are people in town that do that, and I know it's pricey. But it's very important in regards to that. Mm-hmm. And then you have to fight the other retailers that are on, what do you call that when you call it, the one that knows all the answers?
Google,
when you Google it. Okay. So are you trying to friend a lot of people?
Through
Facebook?
Social media?
Yeah.
Yeah, I sent it out to people I know, and then they've kind of spread it. With the website, I've already got the domain, so I've already kind of started it and started building it. But I kind of have done a lot of things myself or with the aid of other people, but I want to make sure like I'm involved. So like the logo, Jim Bonhoeffer he cut it out and painted it, but like it was my drawing, and my handwriting's actually the Minnesota Solstice, so it's just a little more personal that way. And then in the store, the artwork are my photos that I've taken of my backpacking travels and my paintings that I've done. And the store layout itself and the different pieces or pieces that I've picked up here and there. And I've tried to repurpose a lot of the different pieces. Growing up as one of six kids, garage sales were our big friend. So a lot of the fixtures and fun, unique pieces are actually repurposed because, you know, if I could keep them out of landfills and give them a new life in the store, why not? And people have commented on how they love the uniqueness of everything, because we do have some crazy pieces and you're just like, where did you even find this triangle tie display? And it's like, oh, I found it on a garage sale and Dad came and fixed it up a little bit. So,
well, you remind me of one of my favorite TV shows, American Picker. You ever watch that?
Yeah.
And, you know, they buy stuff like, what are they going to do with that? Mm. You know, like the signs and all that,
yeah,
which I always consider more masculine, mm-hmm, you know, than for like a clothing store. Would you say your women are going to be your basic customer and you also serve men and toddlers, or do you think it's going to be third, or?
I think in general, I mean, just as is, women do a lot more of the shopping, but we do have a really comfy chair right next to the guys section. So if, you know, if your wife brings you in there, you can sit there and she can just show you clothes and you can just relax. Because I know that at least when I go shopping with my boyfriend, and I'm like, okay, like, just wait a second. He looks for the nearest perch just to sit on so he can take a seat while I go shopping. So.
And hold your purse.
Yeah, right. So I'm like, here you go, honey. You hold this stuff while I go look around.
I'm going to take a break. We'll be back. Our guest this morning is Elizabeth Spaulding, and she has a brand new retail store on Division in downtown Northfield called Soul Solstice.
Minnesota Solstice.
Oh, is it MN or you do the whole
out
letter?
Yep.
You spelled it out?
Yep.
And Jim Bonhoff did that?
Yep.
Okay. He did the KY men signs, too.
Mm-hmm.
Does a lot of nice things. Okay, we're taking a break. We'll be back right after this message.
Residential or commercial, Cannon Valley Water in Dundas is the place to call for water. Whether it's a complete water conditioning system or just salt delivery and filters, Cannon Valley Water can take care of it. And Cannon Valley Water can also deliver Candy Yohai premium water right to your house or business at great rates, too. Chippewa Springs is as pure today as it was when we first tested it over a century ago and is proudly distributed by Cannon Valley Water. Pickups are now located at 609 Stafford Lane in Dundas, just behind Aldi. Call Cannon Valley for your water today. The City of Northfield wants you to join their team. They are accepting applications for a seasonal 40-hour-per-week streets and park worker to help with snow removal along with other public works duties. Qualified applicants must have a high school diploma or equivalent, excellent driving record, and the ability to lift and carry up to 50 pounds. Applicants must also have a flexible work schedule to allow for appropriate coverage over the winter months. Apply online at www.ci.northfield.mn.us. Applications will be accepted until December 3rd. The City of Northfield is an equal opportunity employer.
Some
people say a man is made out of mud. A bone man's made out of
muscle and blood. Muscle and blood.
And skin and bone. If a mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You know, 16.
Sound familiar?
This one I don't know. No.
Tennessee Ernie Ford. And it's called 16 Tons.
Because I can go. I owe my soul.
Number two in all of 1955. That's a long time ago. And I wonder if your parents were even born in 1955. Not yet.
I think so.
But anyhow, that's the only song I ever sang at karaoke.
Oh, yeah?
Because I can't carry a tune, and that's about a half an octave all the way through. Once again, my guest this morning is Elizabeth Spaulding. Now, Elizabeth, before the Spaulding family moved to Northfield, how old were you when you moved here?
I was four.
Okay, so this is home.
Yep, it was just Michael and I at that time who moved, and Mom was pregnant with Sarah.
Okay.
When we moved here.
And what I wonder is, I'm going to try to give you, if I may, a picture of downtown Northfield many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's start with Bierman's Furniture. Then you have Regstock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you go down the street, and then you got to Perman's that had men's, women's, babies, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Then you went further down the street, and you ran into Marshall's, which was a woman's store, but they also sold china, and that eventually became the Dollhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And then you cross the street, And as you go up, you had the Four Seasons Sports, which sold jackets and skis and things like that. Then you go, you continue, you ran into Freeman's The Hub, the man store in Northfield. Then you would cross the street to the central building, and inside there were a clothing store. And then you ran into Jacobson's, and then you ran into Stevenson's. I forgot about Jim's Clothing. And then you went to, I'm trying to think of another. But anyhow, there were, people would come down from the cities to shop Northfield, women, because we had all these women's stores here. And I'm probably forgetting a couple. And it was fun. It was atmosphere. Everybody benefited because if they like something at your store, they're going to go to another store and look. Mm-hmm. Or if people are looking at that store, they're going to come to yours. So today, what? Oh, I forgot. Jacobson's. They sold clothes that were practical, you know.
And fabric. I remember Jacobson's.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And now, for example, I wanted to buy a white shirt.
We have white shirts.
A white men's dress shirt.
Yeah, we have
like
those.
Arrow, something like that. Mm-hmm. So I went out to the big box, and I looked for their white shirts. And all I could find was a white shirt with no pockets that was kind of half silky. Mm-hmm. And so I went back up, and it's not fun walking around those big stores in my situation. Go up, and I finally find a clerk. And I said, where are your white shirts? Because I'm used to seeing them folded up and displayed. And she said, well, they're right over there. And I said, well, those aren't white shirts. Those are shirts that are white. Oh, well, that's all we have in white. I'm going, what? Okay. And like, you take the rare pair. And, you know, you get personal service there. You go out to the big boxes. They have a shoe sitting on a shelf, and you try it on yourself.
Yeah.
So one of the advantages that I'm getting to is shop locally, because you get that personal service. Now, you're a young woman, just opened your own business. Yeah. What are your hours?
So we have our holiday hours right now, and so that is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. We're open from 10 until 6. Thursday, we're open till 8, and then Saturday, we are from 9 to 5, and Sunday, a shorter day of 12 to 4.
How long you been open?
About 2 weeks.
Have you had any sleep?
You know, here and there. There's a nice couch in the back kind of by the changing section, so power naps are always good.
But. Well, is it a lonely place? You're the only one there?
Nope. I have a couple employees, and then my family also comes in and helps, and Darian will come down when he's done with work in the cities, and he'll come and help out sometimes. So,
and how's the traffic so far? I mean, are you, you know, this is quite a deal, as you know, because your parents have been in business in several businesses, and you can be a big hit, and you can be a miss.
I've heard a lot of positive feedback, and even people that have had pointers have been really genuine about it. So people seem very happy with our price point. We've kind of priced it at the point of thinking of, you know, mom with six kids, that we have such, unique pieces that we only get small quantities of them, which is great because then, you know, you don't see yourself walking down the street, you know, with 30 other people wearing the same thing, but also once it's gone, it's gone. So we really priced it at a point where you could walk in and be like, oh, I love this sweater and feel good about getting the sweater then. And not be like, oh, I should wait, or I should, you know, I'll think about it. So everything has been really, really good, and it's just been really fun. It's been really crazy. I mean, going from an idea and kind of a vision to seeing it take form has been amazing. And there's been a lot of late nights with, you know, pizza and sushi and hideaway food and a lot of coffees in the morning. But it's really paid off, and everybody's just been ecstatic to, like you said, have another shop downtown, to keep that walking traffic going and keep downtown Northfield alive. And just that we have some really fun, unique pieces that you won't see everywhere else. It's not like shopping at a big, you know, box store place like a Target or a Marshall's or anything. It's really unique and And the feeling when you come in is to be that warm and supported, and what can I help you find?
Did it turn out the way you looked at it when you were sketching the space?
I moved a lot of things around. I didn't quite know how it would turn out until the end. I had a general idea and a general feeling I was going for. My mom said initially when I told her that I wanted to call it Minnesota Solstice, she's like, oh, that's kind of hippy-dippy. And I was kind of like, well, yeah. I'm like, but I am kind of hippy-dippy. Like, I love traveling. I love backpacking. I love nature. And I wanted to incorporate some of that into it with the worldly experiences and just how with traveling, you know, you can meet somebody and become best friends with them and stay connected with them over social media and going to revisit. And I wanted to bring some of that worldliness kind of back into Northfield, because I feel like we do have such a great community that we also have those different things where, you know, you can meet somebody downtown Northfield and be just talking while you're waiting in line for a cup of coffee, and all of a sudden, you know, you've exchanged numbers and you really hit it off, and you also have a new best friend. So.
Now, one of the things that is very important, we already mentioned it, but I wanted to know, have you when you go to do your buying, mm-hmm. Do you go to New York, or do you go to shows in the Twin Cities? Do you go out to L.A.? Of course, New York would be the fashion center, I assume.
Yeah.
And that can be expensive. You got to get a drive up there. You got to get on a plane. You got to get a motel, or rather a hotel room. Mm-hmm. You got to go to the convention, and then you got to come back. And it's very expensive and maybe time-consuming. What experience have you had with that so far?
Well, as I mentioned, it was about a 3-month turnover from when I got the idea to when I actually opened the doors. So everything happened really quickly. I was fortunate enough that when I decided to do it, there was actually a men's show like that weekend. And so I went to that with my mom, and we just kind of walked around, and they were all really nice and being like, oh, you're just starting here. Like, let me kind of help you this way and that way. And then there was the North Star show. And went to that, and Sarah came and helped there, and Mom.
What is the North Star show?
It's up kind of by the Science Museum in the cities, and it's just a bunch of different representatives come together to show and promote their different lines.
Everything or clothes? Just clothes?
There's a lot. I mean, there's clothes, there's shoes, there's jewelry, there's
purses.
There's, I mean, kind of anything that you can buy, like, in a retail store.
Okay.
Is there, and so I've had a lot of help that way, kind of bouncing ideas, being like, okay, well, I like these pieces, and figuring out which ones. I did go to a show in Chicago. Steven goes to Loyola there, so we went to go visit him, and then went to the show during the day, and then went back and stayed with him, so that was nice that we could stay there. But I am looking at going to some other shows, and my first thought process when I was thinking about it is because people were talking like, oh, you know, you have to give up traveling to open your own business, and I'm like, well, I like to be ever the optimist. I think I can incorporate them, so I would like to eventually get to a point where I can go and go over to, you know, Thailand, or go over to London and Paris and go to the shows over there. So I still get, you know, I might be staying in hostels and backpacking the whole way, but then I'll, you know, have my one nice outfit and go to these shows where I can touch and feel the different fabrics and kind of get to know things and then create those connections there.
So while you're doing this, do you stand next to somebody that might be buying for Target or for, Macy's and other places or other women's stores in Edina and St. Paul or whatever?
Yep.
And do you listen to what their rate is on 6 dresses compared to your rate on 2 dresses or 600 dresses? And
yeah. No, I don't try to do that just because I'm sure it would be disheartening in some way because, you know, you're such a small business. But that's when you just need to find good partners that really care about you, even though you are a smaller business, that will give you the time, that will answer the phone calls and answer any questions you have, or if you get the product and you're like, whoa, this isn't what I ordered, that will still care. And those are the lines, and those are the people I'd want to continue on my relationship with, versus ones that are like, oh, well, you're not a Target, you're not a Marshalls, you're not ordering 500 pieces of one style, and then, you know, kind of get pushed to the wayside. So it's all a learning experience, but it's funny because people will look at me and they're like, oh, like, shouldn't, like, are you the buyer, or what are you? I'm like, oh, I'm the owner and the buyer, and they're like, no, you're not. And I'm like, no, but really I am. And they look at my mom, and then mom will be like, yep, like, this is hers, because they just look at me and they just think I'm too young to be doing this, but I highly encourage anybody who has a little bit of passion to go out and go after what they want, because it's just kind of in that way fun to be able to be like, no, like I started this by myself and with good support, but it's my business and I'll take charge of it.
All right. Elizabeth Spaulding is my guest this morning, and she is the owner, operator of Minnesota Solstice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. And we'll take a brief break, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Hi, I'm Kathy Olson. Navigating the unfamiliar land of senior care can be daunting. We're here for you. Millstrom Commons offers the care and services you need and the independence you want. Renting one of our assisted living apartments provides you with 3 meals a day, served restaurant style in our dining room, weekly housekeeping, and the option of adding personal supportive services as you need them. Our staff's on duty 24/7 to provide that much needed peace of mind. If you're searching for options, give me a call. I'm here for you.
Leo South in Lakeville is not your typical power sports company. It's family owned and run, meaning you actually get to talk to the owners. What's even more impressive is they have 25 plus employees and they all work every hour they're open. So you don't have to stand in long lines waiting for help. Plus get faster and more coordinated service.
Remember Leo South in Lakeville. We sell fun.
Visit leosouth.com to tempt yourself.
Portable one, the one you want at Leo South.
We sell fun.
January to December, we'll have moments to remember.
Ever heard it? Never heard the song.
No, but it reminds me of Snow White.
We did the town the day we tore the goalpost down. We will have these moments to remember.
Well, that was the number 8 tune of all of 1955, and it's called Moments to Remember. And it was done by, a lot of listeners are thinking, I know who it is. But I had forgotten it was done by the Four Lads. There were a lot of the Crew Cuts and the Ames Brothers and a whole bunch back there of group singers. Like you grew up with, but different style of music, obviously. Were you into all of that stuff when you were a young lady, and are you still into like MTV and rock and roll and rap and all that stuff?
I never really got into the rap, and we didn't have MTV. We just have basic TV at our house, so it's like 5 channels.
Yeah.
So MTV wasn't one of them.
Yeah, you're out in the country and you had an antenna on the roof.
Yep.
All right. And so we're talking to a young lady by the name of Elizabeth Spaulding. If that sounds familiar, she was Miss Defeated Jesse James Days, the Queen, and her two princesses in 2011. Okay. And since then, of course, you've been gone traveling the world and now starting your own business.
2012. I have to think back and think of my spiel. 2012, Defeated James Days. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 2012.
What year did you graduate?
2010.
So you were out of high school for two years?
I was out of high school, into college.
Did you go up to the Aquitanial to compete there?
I did.
How was that? I remember the dress that you wore.
Yeah, it was green.
It was white.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, and then for the fire one, it was a green dress.
St. Paul Winter Carnival, yeah. And, of course, you know that we had a couple of ladies back-to-back become.
I did. That's always exciting.
And your sister.
And Sarah was an ambassador.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Which is nice because we're on different rankings then, because that way as sisterly rivalries go, we couldn't compete. Because I'm like, well, I was the queen and you were an ambassador, so we really don't know. But we both had a great time with the program and learned a lot. And it's a wonderful thing, and it gives back to the community.
Now, have you chosen to live in Northfield as a small business owner?
I'm actually currently up in Richfield because I've been working up there for the past year and a half. And I'm looking at moving down here. So I'm just kind of keeping my eyes open right now. Hopefully within the next you know, 8 months or so, I'll be getting at least a little closer just from the commute standpoint. It'd be nice.
And your boyfriend lives up in Richfield
also?
He lives
up in Richfield as well, yeah.
So where does he work?
He works at the Hartford Insurance Company.
Oh, where, is that downtown St. Paul?
No, they have an office kind of in Bloomington. And okay. So he, from our apartment, he lives about 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
So he's not so sure about the whole moving thing.
But. So what? How's the traffic coming down?
It's not too bad because I'm going against traffic.
Yeah.
Versus with it. So it's probably like a 40-minute drive.
40. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you open at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And is that, why 10? Don't most stores open at 9?
I kind of based it off of the stores around me, what their time is, and a lot of them are around the 10 o'clock, and then 9 on Saturdays.
I know. See that lady? She had that door opening across the street?
Mm-hmm.
That she comes right about, this morning she's 11 minutes early, and she opens at 10, and sometimes it's 10:05, 10:06, and I know you have to get to the store at 10 o'clock to open the doors, and it's 11 minutes before 10 o'clock right now, so I better start wrapping this up. Elizabeth Spaulding is my guest here this morning, and if that name sounds familiar, her mom and dad started the James Gang out south on Division, sold that, but had opened up the Hideaway Coffee House, which is on Division Street, and also served lunches and dinners to St. Dominic's, I think. Or
They did St. Dominic's, and they also did Prairie Creek for a while.
And your dad has had different careers, and he had a startup that didn't work.
Yep, he would convert trikes.
Yeah.
And he really enjoyed that work, but coffee house just kind of took off and got busy, which is a good thing. It's really become a keystone in the community, and so he just didn't have the time to juggle everything and have family time, and family's always been our number one. So.
And of course, he got into that business right at the wrong time.
Yeah.
I even talked to him about, hey, you know, wouldn't it be great if we could get the building out, like where Car Time is, out on Highway 3 South? Mm-hmm. And the cost was just high.
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, the showroom floor you could have had.
Would have been great.
Et cetera. And he did build a couple of trikes, and I do know he supported the Outlaw Run.
Mm-hmm.
And did you ever go on that, by the way?
No.
Okay. I don't know if it was going, but when you were queen.
Yeah, I didn't go on. I know that we had a lot of different events going on.
Yeah, we had the three ambassadors go with us on more than one occasion.
Must have just missed that.
And it was very fun for them. They enjoyed it. We stopped at little towns and got something to eat and played different games and go to the next town and get a card and you play poker every stop. And then you end up at the former Rubenstein where the reunion is going to be. We're going to take a final break here on the Wayne Eddy Affair. Once again, my guest this morning is a woman by the name of, are you ready? Elizabeth Spaulding. Do we call you Liz or Elizabeth?
Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought so. Okay.
Monster Jam. See it. Hear it. Feel it. Adrenaline charged family entertainment. See Grave Digger, Max D, Son of a Digger, and more. Presented by official partner America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses. Get a free ticket with a qualifying purchase at America's Best. Restrictions may apply. Visit MonsterJam.com and click on the America's Best button for more information. U.S. Bank Stadium, December 8th.
At Rob Martin, Farmers Insurance Agency, we can help you make smarter choices about your home coverage. The more you know, the better you can plan for what's ahead. Farmers Smart Plan Home allows us to help you design a personalized home coverage option so that you only pay for the coverages you want. A Farmers Insurance Agent for more than 35 years, Rob knows a thing or two because he's seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
You're going to march right out of here in a few minutes. You know this one?
Yeah, this one sounds familiar.
Huh?
If it sounds familiar.
Okay. Now, number 4.
There's a yellow rose in Texas that I am gonna see. Nobody else could miss her, not half as much as me. She cries.
That sounds familiar to you?
It sounds familiar.
Okay, yeah. Yellow Rose of Texas, Mitch Miller. As a matter of fact, next hour, because you have to leave early, the guest that I had booked called the station yesterday evening, afternoon, and said she couldn't make it, so we'll have to talk to her some other time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the whole songs the next hour from 1955, the top 10 tunes. People like myself will say, oh, I remember that. I was doing this. I was in the eighth grade. And when Elvis Presley, by the way, made his debut the next 56.
Wow.
You heard of him?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he sounds familiar. Okay.
And then when I was a younger boy, a man could go into clubs and dance. Chubby Checker was a big deal. You ever heard of him?
No, I don't. I'm really bad with names, though. I'm better with musical
titles.
He did
The Twist.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. That's Chubby Checker. Well, then there's a guy by the name of Fats Domino. You ever heard of him? Fats Domino. And he did Blue Monday and Learning the Blues and Ain't That a Shame. And he was quite a guy.
He sounds like he needs a hug. Those are all pretty.
Yeah. He was, unfortunately, was affected by Katrina, the hurricane. And I think he may have died just recently. But anyhow, he used to be fun to dance to and sing to. Fats Domino. And well let's wrap up, because you got to open at 10 o'clock, 5 minutes before 10 right now. And I hope there are people waiting at your door when
I
you get
so
there.
Too.
It'll take you about a minute to get
down
there.
Down there.
Okay, so the name of the store is?
Minnesota Solstice.
And the days of operation are?
We're open every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. We're open from 10 to 6, Thursday 10 to 8. Saturday will be open from 9 to 5, and Sunday from noon to 4.
Okay, and you handle men's?
Men's, women's, and little ones.
Okay.
Because we go from newborns to 40.
Okay, and how about the stock? Do you have a lot of stuff to display and choose from?
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of fun things, a lot of different unique pieces, and from skirts and leggings to jeans and dress shirts to, you know, babies and nookies and cute headbands. So,
and are you? Wouldn't it be nice that you grew so much that you just were the buyer, and you had a great manager or partner, or whatever you do, and you could just go to Taiwan and Paris and England and pick out things that you want.
That's the dream, so, Wayne. That's the dream.
Is that what it is?
Well, the dream is to be able to still travel and backpack and go and do these trips, but also be able to bring some of that trip back to the store.
Yeah, and have somebody you can trust.
To be running it while I'm gone.
To run the store for you, yeah. And what about price ranges? Are you a pricey operation, or are you a bargain basement, or in between?
I think we're kind of in between. We're pretty reasonable. We have nice quality stuff and fair trade, but we also have the basics that you would need and your everyday life. So it's a good price and unique pieces.
What does that mean when you say fair trade?
A fair trade company is a company that goes into different countries that may otherwise be taken advantage of in the hourly wage and their working conditions. And it goes in and it gives them like the American standard of pay wage and the work conditions and, you know, not child labor, and kind of helps out the community there.
Are you trying to get on the Shark Tank?
No. No, I'll take this endeavor to begin with, and then we'll see how we do from there.
Okay. Or have The Prophet come in? You ever watch those shows?
No, I haven't. I've seen Shark Tank.
Yeah. The Prophet is a guy that goes out and helps businesses that are in distress.
Oh, well, hopefully we're not in distress.
And he comes and he has the money. And so, but he becomes a partner and the boss. And it's an interesting show. You know, I had the fun experience of buying my own business and operating my own business. And it is a thrill. It has its ups and downs.
Oh, yeah.
It can be a merry-go-round. You can be at the highest level of excitement, and you can be like, oh, God, I got to make my numbers or I can't pay the electric bill, you know. So, that's the way it is in the business. one final word, if I may, Elizabeth. Next to the First National Bank on the north side of the building on Division was a store called Northfield Variety. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to remember the owner's names. I think they still live in town. And one Sunday, I was working out at the radio station. Mm-hmm. And as I got done, I was coming through town, and he was outside sweeping the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. And I pulled over. I know him. He was a client. And, hey, what the heck? It's Sunday morning about 10 o'clock. And walk over. How you doing? All that. I says, I see you're hard at work. And I says, you know what, Wayne? You and I have it made. We can work as many hours as we want and don't have to pay ourselves overtime.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, that is the truth. Mm-hmm. And it is 1.5 minutes before 10 o'clock, so...
Better get going.
You better get going. And the name of the store and the address?
Minnesota Solstice, and it's at 310 Division Street South, right on Division.
All right, on the west side of Division, 310, even numbers. This is 200 near 310, mm-hmm. so you got time to go.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on, Wayne.
We'll do it again and talk about your backpacking, all
Sounds
right?
Sounds good.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you much.
This is KYMN Radio from Northfield, Minnesota. We are 1080 on your radio dial, and 95.1, we are the one FM. And I'm going to highlight the music of 1955. Here is number 10.
A blossom fell from off a tree. It settled softly on the lips you turned to me. The gypsies say, and I know why, a falling blossom only touches lips that lie. A blossom fell, and very soon I saw you kissing someone new beneath the moon. I thought you loved me. You said you loved me. We planned together to dream forever. The dream has ended, for true love died. The night a blossom fell and touched two lips that